Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The big names are on the old course, but their games are not. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Finally, the Open no longer has the adjective British in front of it, because arrogant Americans concede that the game was invented somewhere else, like Europe, where the 150th Open begins today at perhaps the most famous 18 holes on the globe, the old course at St. Andrews. I was lucky enough to play there one time about 30 years ago when I showed up at the starter's hut early one weekday morning and found a threesome that allowed me to join them. Sure, I remember the double greens, the famous road hole, and the bunkers you could not escape unless you landed in the right place. But I'll never forget the marshals who ran alongside every group in the rough, keeping time of play. At the old course, 4 hours might get you yelled at the whole way. Better have a goal of 3.5 or even 3 hours. This particular Open is so special for a number of reasons. The anniversary, for one, the turbulence surrounding the game between America's PGA and the new Saudi-backed LVI Tour, which has caused numerous PGA pros to be suspended for joining, and a fight that will likely end up in court. 50-year-old Phil Mickelson, the most famous of the defectors, can play at the Open because it is overseas and not run by the PGA. In this country, USGA events like the U.S. Open have yet to ban the $200 million-plus Phils of the world. Tiger will be there playing, but is listed under the miracle contenders after he hobbled back on the course prematurely following that horrific car crash a couple of years ago. But while Woods will be a sentimental favorite instead of the darling or villain he used to be, the game has grown so much that so many new players dominate it, it's hard to keep track of them. The claret jug may be lifted Sunday by a surprise, but the big money is on Rory McIlroy, who won in 2014 at Royal Liverpool, Xander Schauffele, the hottest player on the planet, who won last week's Prelude Scottish Open, Will Zalatoris, the former Wake Forest star, who was granted the famous Arnold Palmer Scholarship and is bound to win a major soon, Scotty Scheffler, once an American journeyman who has risen to number one player in the world, and John Rahm, the Spaniard, who has won 2 Irish Opens and last year's U.S. Open, defending champion Colin Morikawa, and even young Texan Jordan Spieth, a majors machine a few years ago, who hasn't won since. Regardless, the field of stars and the old course make it must-watch golf. This is Archansky. See ya.